What I've tried to point out many times is when people are together, it helps them to see themselves more clearly. It's very difficult to see your own behavior. You're so used to it, you don't see it. Whereas if you're living with someone else, I mean living, so that you're there all the time and you can't escape how you feel when the other person does something that you don't like them doing. If they do, you feel uncomfortable. And in order not to feel uncomfortable, you try to change their behavior so that you don't feel uncomfortable. Another thing is, there is an idea that if you are uncomfortable with the behavior of another person, it must be something in you that you have not seen clearly, accepted, and thus neutralized. That's right. But you can take that too far, meaning you're uncomfortable with somebody's behavior. You look for the source within yourself. If I'm uncomfortable because of their behavior, it must be something in me that I'm not seeing clearly, accepting, and allowing to balance. Right. That's right. And if you're aware of that, and you look, and you can't see what it is, don't upset yourself that you can't see what it is. If you can't see what it is, it might be that it's not appropriate for you to see it at this time. We don't know whether it's not appropriate for you or whether it's not appropriate for the other person. We don't know. In fact, we don't know anything. We don't know anything about anything. All we know is a sensation of this moment. But in order to have that sensation of this moment, we have to be here in this moment. And that's very rare. So in this case, instead of being here in this moment, we think we're doing the right thing by looking for what is not balanced in us. Right. But if you're not seeing it, this moment is not seeing it. Let's see if I can try and explain again about this witnessing, watching. Now, many of you, I expect, have seen documentaries about people who have a near-death experience, or you've read a book or you've heard about them. Now, what often happens is this. The body dies, the heart stops, breathing stops, the body dies, and the person says, I find myself looking down at what was me. I'm no longer identified. That's no longer me down there. So that's my name. That was my body. And I am up here looking down at that body. This is before they go into the light and those other experiences. They're floating above the body. Now see if you can get in touch with this. In fact, when you wake up to this, you'll find you're always floating out of your body. Always. When you wake up without dying, you will find that you float around your body. You don't float off. It's as though you're tied with an umbilical cord. You don't float away. You're still connected to the body, but you're no longer the body. You are not the body. And the body has these patterns, these behaviors, these addictions. It has set facial expressions. It has set body postures, tone of voice, way of saying things automatically. When that body says something, it doesn't actually say it. It's as though it's taken a recording off the shelf and played the recording. And it plays the recording with body postures, facial expressions, tone of voice, phrasing, words used, that robot, that body, is not alive, pulsing in each moment, right there, saying what it is saying in such a way and such a speed that it feels everything it says. Nothing is automatic. No story. Imagine that you have left your body. You're still tired. You don't leave the body, but you're watching. You're watching what it says. You're watching how it moves. You're watching how it thinks, how it feels. And you can see and feel all that, but you're not any longer identified with it. That is not the whole of me. I am connected, that is part of me, but I am something that can watch that. I can see that. And then what happens is, let's say you get up in the morning, or you wake up in the morning, and something goes, how is today? And you'll find you wake up every morning differently. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Sometimes you've got a thought, oh, I've got to go in and do so and so. And you can watch all these things. But if you say, oh, I've got to go in to the dentist, and you contract around it, you are the one that's uncomfortable about going to the dentist. But if you realize that the body, the robot says, oh, I've got to go into the dentist. Oh, I've got to go into the dentist. We're going to go to the dentist. There's an expanded feeling about, it's not my preference. We're going to the dentist. You will find you're not so attached. The more you say no, the more you resist, the more you don't want something, you contract. And the more you contract, your consciousness and your automatic behavior get closer. And you don't feel so good. The more you see it and allow it and let it be and feel grateful for what is and you're with, whatever is happening in the moment, the more you expand. And the more you expand, the less you are identified, attached, stuck with that robot, that automatic behavior. So you wake up, so this needs to be done. Oh, so we're going to brush our teeth, so we're going to have our shower, we have to decide what to wear. But it's all watching. Oh, it just had an unpleasant thought. Look at that. Just contracted because, but your essential you doesn't contract because you're separate. Still attached, but you're not one with those automatic behaviors. Always watching, and in this watching, you might say, oh, do I need to take care of something there? Is there something that needs to be done or something that needs to be completed? And if so, you just take care of it. Let it go. So just as a silly exercise, imagine you are living a near-death experience. You've come out of the body. You're hovering around the body. The body is going to go through these things. The body wakes up and gets up and does these things, and you're watching what it does. You're watching how it feels. You're watching how it thinks. And it's not you. As I said, if there's something to take care of, you're going to take care of it. And if there's nothing that can be done, you just leave it there. Of course, you may not want that uncomfortable thought, but as soon as you go in there to change it, you'll identify, you'll get stuck with it. Just watch. Yeah, I prefer not to have that thought, and there it is. That thought is in that body, and that's not me. Easy? No. You're everything in you for thousands of years has programmed that that is you. So you've got to practice. You've got to practice. And if you do practice, one day you're floating around that body. And you know what? Even although it gets angry, even although it gets upset, you'll love it. Not only love that, you'll love everybody and everything as soon as you detach yourself. Let me tell you again. How do you detach yourself? Stop trying to change it. Because it's the robot that's trying to change the robot. It's the robot's idea that it's got to be different. So the robot's not going to change the robot. The way it'll change is you let it be. Let it do its thing. And watch. And love it. Don't support the negativity. Don't try and change it. Don't suppress it. Just let it be.